number one, the idea of ner ishu beito, that one household just basically lights one menorah, to the extent that, officially speaking, if the husband is here and the wife, let's say, would be another location, vice versa, the halacha is that only one of them lights and the other one either doesn't light or would light without the bracha. That is the halacha by the minhag of the Sephardim. That's the way we are knowing. Now, the question is, what about Hashem, a person who has zechut, who sent his son, let's say, to Eretz Israel to learn in the yeshiva? So what's the question? It should be the same. So no, there are a few aspects that is different. Number one, when in Eretz Israel is night, over here would be, let's imagine, 10 a.m. So over there is 5 p.m. Over here is 10 a.m. So at the time that they are obligated, the father has not yet lit. So that is Nakuda number one. So being that, that there is a time difference, so Rabbi Vadia Yosef, also Rabbi Ben Sion Abba Shaul, both of them hold the same, that if it's not sufficient that there is time difference. Nakuda number two has to be, let's say, that they are also living separately. Because once, let's say, there is, let's say they are living in a dormitory, and other individuals over there light, then for sure they cannot light. So it has to be also, another criteria has to be, that they nobody in the house is lighting except them. Except, let's say, these parents that have sent, Baruch Hashem, their son to Eretz Yisrael. So third would be that they have to vividly and clearly make a condition that I'm not interested to be Yotze. That I don't want to fulfill my obligation through my parents' lighting. In general, this doesn't work if they are both, let's say, in the United States. In general, it doesn't work unless a person is independent. Either married, that's when you are independent. Or I feel if you are non-married, but you are mamash, financially not dependent on your parents. Totally independent. So then, there would be such a thing, that you will make a condition that I don't want to be Yotze. So therefore, over here, in Eretz Israel, they are dependent on their parents. But I said that there is a time difference, as I mentioned. There is a nekuda that a person says it clearly, that he doesn't want to fulfill his obligation through the parents. Then he would be allowed to light with a beracha, even though that his parents light over here in America, also with a beracha. So that is one aspect that is a chidush, even though that the Shulchan Aruch says ner ishu beito, one menorah, but here we will see one exception to the rule. So let me just end with somebody that by mistake imagined that if you don't say Al-Anisim, you have to repeat. So the halacha is, Al-Anisim is very, very important, to the extent that a person who wants to catch Nachdishach v'Naritzach, and if he says Al-Anisim, he cannot catch it. The halacha is, you have to say Al-Anisim anyway. Even if it means you cannot say Kadosh, 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 let it be. So the halacha is, you cannot skip Al-Anisim to be able to get to Nachdishach v'Naritzach. That's Nekuda number one. Number two, so the halacha is that if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you didn't say Hashem, you wanted to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Hatuv Shimcha Ulchana Ele Odot, which is the end of Birkat Modim. You said Baruch Atah, you realize I did not say Al Anisim. So you leave it, you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, you leave it and you say Modim Modim Anachnu Lach Al Anisim, and then you continue. Al Anisim Al Purchan Al Teshuot, etc. You continue. However, if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, since if you miss Al Anisim, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esre, so you cannot change Baruch Atah Hashem from a bracha to a pasuch. When can you change it? When by not repeating, by not going back, you're going to have to repeat the Shemoneh Esre. But over here, if you don't say Al Anisim, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esre. So once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to finish Hatov Shimcha Ulchana Ele Odot. Because changing the name of Hashem from a beracha to name of Hashem in a pasuk is lowering the name of Hashem. So you should not do that unless it's absolutely necessary. So once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, having in mind to finish the beracha, you have to finish the beracha. So what do you do with Al Anisim? You say it all the way at the end by Elokai Netzor. Over there, you say Modim Anachnu Lach Ananisim, Bala Purchon, etc. You say it by in the middle of Elohim Etzor. So that is the Nekuda. So what happens if a person made a mistake and he finished the Shemoneh Esreh having realized that he did not say Ananisim? What is he supposed to do now? Nothing. You are Yotze. What can you do? But let's say he made a mistake and he repeated the Shemoneh Esreh. Let's say if it was Shacharit, Mincha Arvit, whatever it is. So the halacha is that in the middle, all of a sudden you realize for Alanisim, you don't repeat. So right there, you would have to stop. Because you cannot, once you are not obligated, even in the middle of whatever bracha that you are in, stop right there. Because whatever you said up to now is bracha levatala. If you continue to say, is more bracha levatala. So therefore, stop right there. Just say, Baruch Shem, Kevod Malchut Olam Vayed. It at least helps to a certain extent. But you have to stop. If it would be by Tefillat Arvit, however, by Tefillat Arvit, afilo in the middle, you could turn it into Tefillat Nedava. Nedava is what? Voluntary. I want to volunteer a Tefillah. So in general, it's better that a person should just have Kavana for a regular Tefillah. Don't volunteer extra. But over here, I made a mistake. I thought since I didn't say Alanisim, I have to repeat Arvit. So by Arvit, all of a sudden in the middle, I realize I don't have to do that. No. So the bottom line, in your mind, say to Hashem that let it be tefillat, arvit that I'm doing is nedavah, extra. So for shacharit and mincha, you cannot do it. Because you cannot, in the middle, change them. But by arvit, since tefillat arvit to begin with was reshut, was optional, nowadays we have accepted upon ourselves as an obligation. So tefillat arvit can be turned into tefillat nedavah. And now you say alanisim. To begin with, if you would have told somebody, they would tell you, Afilo by Arvit, don't repeat Tefillat Arvit.